Thank you, Emily, and good morning, everyone. I'm Ranjita Adhikari, a PhD student at Purdue University. And today I'm going to share with you some of my research I'm doing with the physiology. I also work with the smartphone-based nitrogen sensor system, but for that I have the poster, and the poster session is scheduled this afternoon, so you can come. You are welcome to come there. Thank you. And today I'm going to talk about the physiological basis for differential growth responses in poinsettia cultivars to different fertilizer nitrogen supply. So these are the six different cultivars of poinsettia I have grown under the similar condition and similar nitrogen concentration, but we are seeing the huge difference in those cultivars in terms of plant growth, in terms of size, as well as in terms of architecture and leaf structures. So this could be because of the genetics, but I want to understand the different physiological traits that genetics has played role, which caused this huge difference in these cultivars. There is a lot of research findings available in the species, but there is very limited information on cultivars of same species, why cultivars of same species respond differently to the similar nitrogen fertilizer. Therefore, my objective is to understand the physiological traits that result in shoot growth differences in poinsettia cultivars supplied with similar nitrogen fertilizer concentration. Now the question comes, why this research is important? So this research is important because it helps in creating the fundamental information on why plant responds to this similar fertilizer nitrogen concentration, and it also helps in developing guidelines for optimizing fertilizer supply, as well as it helps in generating information which can be used in the breeding programs to develop new cultivars with improved nitrogen use efficiency. So these are the two cultivars I have selected from those six cultivars of which I showed earlier. I chose these two cultivars because these cultivars were showing huge difference or large difference in terms of size and also in terms of plant architecture and everything. Therefore, I selected these two cultivars for further investigation deep into the physiological study. And the difference between them is more visible when we look into the shoot dry weight data. So this graph shows the shoot dry weight for both cultivars, Christmas Glorified and the Christmas Tradition. But from now onwards, I'll call it CGW and CT for the easier understanding. CT means the big cultivar, or the T for tall, so for tall cultivar. CGW and CT. And if we look into the shoot dry weight, we are seeing the large difference, or my big cultivars, Christmas Tradition, is significantly higher than my Christmas Glorified cultivar, which is in the blue bar. Therefore, since I see this large difference in these cultivars, I wanted to dig more deeper into what physiological traits are causing these differences in shoot dry weight in these cultivars. So for my materials and mothers, I chose poinsettia, two cultivars, Christmas Glorified and Christmas Tradition. And they were grown in the greenhouse at the EC level of 2.5 decisiemens per meter, which corresponds to 362 ppm nitrogen, and the treatment were applied once a week. My experimental design was a randomized complete block design with the fiber application. And this is my experimental layout in the greenhouse. Measurements included shoot dry weight, leaf area, tissue nitrogen content, photosynthetic light response curve, and electron transport rate. All the data were analyzed using ANOVA and regression procedure of SAS with p less than or equal to 0.05 level of significance. So since we know that the shoot dry weight or the plant growth is a result of the light interception as well as the photosynthesis, I wanted to look into these two physiological traits into more deeper. So I first looked into the leaf area, and when I looked into the leaf area, I found the similar response in those two cultivars as I saw in the shoot dry weight. Here, the Christmas Tradition or CT is significantly higher than the my another cultivar CGW. So what this tells is that leaf area, when there is more leaf area in the Christmas tradition, there is more light interception, and when there is more light intercepted in the by the plants, there will be more photosynthesis, and ultimately there will be more growth which increase the soot driveway. I also looked into the leaf growth rate with the time for these two cultivars. The red line represents the CT, and the green light represents the CGW. And I'm finding that even within about 10 days after the transplant, I'm seeing that the Christmas tradition is already bigger in size. Already bigger in size. It means that when it grows earlier in the size, it will it adds more leaf area earlier than the CGW. And when there is more leaf area, again there is more light interception and more photosynthesis and more growth. It goes on and on. And also, if you see at the slope for these two lines, are not parallel, and we can clearly see that the CT has the higher steeper slope than the CT, which tells that the CT is growing much faster with time compared to the CGW. Then I looked into the canopy architecture for these two cultivars. On the right side, there is the Christmas tradition, and the left side, there is the Christmas glorified. And while looking at the canopy architectures, there is the top and the side view for both of them. And we found that for the Christmas tradition or city, it has the more open canopy. There is more difference in the, there is more space in between the leaves, and it is more visible in the side view. And what it tells is that when there is the more open canopy in the plants, it says that more light can penetrate from the canopy to the deeper levels. So this this means that when more light is penetrated through the canopy, towards the bottom leaves also, most of the leaves in the plants are actively involved in photosynthesis, which again causes the more growth, in the plant. And in case of Christmas glorified, there it is more compact kind of plants, and there is very closed canopy. Most of the light is not is absorbed in the top leaves by the top leaves, and the lower leaves there is no canopy. It means that most of the light is not penetrated into the deeper canopy. It means all the leaves are not actively photosynthesizing. So till now I talked about increased leaf area and the open canopy architecture in CT cultivar was the most likely helped in the increased light interception and penetration in the plants. Till now I talked about the light interception and how it is involved. Now I am looking into the photosynthesis, so how it is working in these two cultivars. So this is the photosynthetic light response curve. In the y-axis, this is the photosynthesis, and in the x-axis, it is different light intensity. So how we measure this photosynthetic light response curve is that we clamp the leaves and measure the photosynthesis in the plants at different light intensity. We expose the plant to different light intensity and measure the photosynthesis at each area. And this why this photosynthetic light response curve is important, because it tells us about two things. If you are seeing the differences in the lower levels, lower light levels, the cultivars are different in the light reaction. And if you are seeing difference towards the high light levels, it is because of the Rubisco activity, and we are seeing difference in the Calvin cycle. But in this case, since we are exposing the plants to the lower light, this region of the light, this region of light intensity, we are seeing that in these two cultivars, Christmas glorified and Christmas tradition, and the difference started in the lower level and it continued to the high level. This means that since we are seeing the difference in the light reactions, which also tells us that when light is limited, the light is used more efficiently. Since my Christmas tradition has the higher photosynthesis in low light area, it tells us that it has the more light use efficiency compared to the Christmas glorified, which causes more photosynthesis and growth. So we also looked into the electron transport rate, and the light use efficiency, and we are finding the similar response like the photosynthesis. The cultivars are different even at the lower levels of like 100 micromoles. So that further supports that light use efficiency was much more higher in Christmas tradition compared to Christmas glorified. So the summary of traits that likely resulted in soot growth differences to supplied nitrogen are like increased leaf growth rate in Christmas tradition, resulting in increased leaf area and increased light interception, open canopy structure in city, resulting in increased light penetration to the canopy, and the increased efficiency in light reaction in city, resulting in increased ETR and the photosynthesis, which caused the increased which were responsible for the increased soot growth in the Christmas tradition cultivar. So the now question comes, why this is applicable to the growers? So this is the graph for the total nitrogen, including both the root and the soot for Christmas glorified and Christmas tradition, and we are finding that the CT variety is significantly higher compared to the CGW. So this tells us that growers should apply the nitrogen based on plant growth response to optimize the fertilizer use, because here, since even if we are applying the similar amount of nitrogen to these both of these plants, this CGW is simply not taking those nitrogen, and the fertilizer is simply being wasted. Also, after identifying the different rates, like leaf area was involved in those, and electron transport rate was, or light use efficiency was involved in showing the difference, there are different high throughput techniques like imaging and chlorophyll fluorescence, which can be used in the breeding program to identify these traits, and we can screen lots and lots of plants within the small amount of time. It has these techniques are very rapid, so this will aid in the breeding programs too for identifying new cultivars. So in conclusion, improved growth in cultivar Christmas tradition is most likely due to the physiological traits favoring in light interception and the improved light use efficiency. And this generated information can be used for optimizing fertilizer guidelines and for screening in the breeding programs to develop new varieties. So with this, I would like to thank you all and acknowledge my sponsors. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. So sorry, I couldn't get that. Could you?
So you have some suggestions for high group analysis to screen more cultivars in the future to kind of follow up on your work. Are you planning on doing any of that work? Do you think that other grad students at Purdue will do any of that work to follow up with this?
Okay, so she's asking about, since I talked about the different high throughput techniques can be used in screening different cultivars, so are we planning to further the research in the same area, or anyone is planning? So currently I'm looking into the more physiological side of work, so currently I'm not planning to do that, but in Purdue we are also developing different techniques like to look at the plant growth, different smartphone based technologies which my colleagues are working. So we are also developing those, but those chlorophyll fluorescence and that we are not working. Yes. Okay. Any other questions? No? Okay, thank you.